shop. The Lord is coming. Right away, 1843 to be exact. March. Ellen White picked up, when the Lord didn't show up, Ellen White picked up some of the people and made and created the Seventh-day Adventists. Charles Taylor. Fox sisters and others. From this, so by the way, you're reading, I'm going to give you some laxity on getting your reading done because we're moving it rather ahead. I'm trying to summarize this and that you can read in your syllabus, but I'm not trying to go into every detail. But it was, I'm trying to show you now, survey for you in the syllabus, the diversity. I talked about the, okay, if you follow my train of thought, I tried to teach you that the frontier, as Frederick Jackson Turner pointed out, by its very nature, created individualism. Why? Only because here's a man out there all by himself, just his few neighbors, nearest neighbor half a mile away. It created this new aristocracy of the individual. And individualism bred diversity. And there was every kind of diversity. Mormonism came out of this, Seventh-day Adventism.
All the benefits that they got security. Note this, that the
take New Harmony, for instance, where Robert Owen was a millionaire, and he put his money into it to keep it going. And these people found that they had security. By the way, the Russian people have more economic security than the American people. They don't have as much. Everybody gets a piece of the pie. Your slice is very small, but you get a piece of it. But here's one thing that the Russian people never understand about the Americans, and the Americans understand about the Russians. The Russians have never been free. Therefore, in the communist state, they have security, and that's the greatest thing. The man in security is greater than freedom, but they don't think about freedom.
Read the story of Shakerism, the outline there on page 128.
By 1800, there were a dozen Shaker communities. They were small and poor. But the Great Western Revival took place, that we're going to talk about. They grew and they formed communities in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, mainly Ohio and Kentucky. Look at their doctrine. They believed in that Mother Ann Lee was the female incarnation of Christ. They were millennialists. The Lord was going to come back right away. Celibate. One reason they died out, they didn't believe in marrying. That's a good way to die out. Don't believe in evangelism, don't believe in marrying. If you were a married couple and became Shakers, you had to live apart from then on. Miraculous gifts. Simplicity of dress, discipline, benevolence. It took in orphans. Right? The Shakers are very good people, very well respected. Now, they were known for their dancing. They'd get together in the evening and they would do something much like square dancing. It's almost hypnotic dancing. Men with men, women with women, in ranks and rows. If you ever heard anybody recordings of ancient Shaker music, it's very catchy. Sometimes some of the women would whirl around like whirling dervishes, go into a trance. What a strange group. Look, an eyewitness, James Silk Buchanan, bottom of page 128, wrote, "To this lively and merry tune, the whole body, now formed into three abreast, literally scampered around the room in a quick gallopade, every individual, both the choir and the dancers, singing with all their might. After several such dances, about a half a dozen women whirled themselves around. They built these big barracks type villages, and those are still standing. Have you ever seen them, the Shaker villages? Now they're empty now. Well, they are empty now. Some of them are state parks, state historical societies. Yes?
What about children? I mean, they didn't marry.
Only children they had was, the children they had, they kept the children they had when they came into it.
Mm-hmm.
No more new children. They took in orphans.
So how could they expect to, like,
they thought the Lord was going to come back. They didn't expect it. Didn't worry about it. If you say to them, well, you'll die out if you don't have kids. The answer was, well, a lot of people joined them.
Mm-hmm.
But they thought the Lord was going to come back right away.
Is there a lot of, like you find, like, the priests and the nuns and stuff, did you find a lot of that in this? Like, when?
Hanky-panky?
Yeah.
No. They were very sincere. They lived the part they meant it. They were very self. They were to be self-sufficient. And again, the people that attracted it was very secure. Remember, I said that people like freedom rather than security. They eventually died out. There were always exceptions. There were enough people who would give up their freedom for God and live. Whisk rooms, you ever seen a whisk room? Shakers invented that. Carpets, cabinet work, they invented. For years, centuries, they dig a big hole and put the log over the hole some way, and a man would be down the hole. From one end of a crosscut saw, the man would be above it. They had to rip their way down this whole long log to build, to make a board. Think how you have many boards that way. The Shakers did the buzz saw, circular saw, on a pulley with a set of pulleys. So that you could, with a horse, could turn a wheel and through the gear system, I'm sorry, not pulley, the gears and pulleys. Run the log along this bus saw and make lumber. Great invention. They invented cut nails. You know what cut nails are? You ever see an old barn where they would build, I put up hay in barns that were peg barns, they call them, because they were not put together with nails together with pegs. Right? Before, somebody tries to steal them because they're very valuable. Cut nails, they would take sheets of metal and stamp them out. So you could map what it is, it's mass-producing nails. And it made them cheap, great. Tremendously valuable invention. The screw propeller. Ever run an outboard motor? A screw propeller that runs in the Shakers invented that. Believe it or not.
What do they use it for?
I'm not sure what they use it for. Probably
says someday we'll have a mercury engine, but look.
Clothespin. There's a clothespin. Shakers invented that. Clothespin. Okay. Well, you can read the summary on page 130. We'll start there.
Come up with two more presidents that fit your description on one thing. Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. He's a cowboy.
What?
Ronald Reagan's a cowboy, so he's one of the